You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I am here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. I'm noticing it's getting harder and harder to sit quietly and connect, to meditate, to try and not totally silence the mind, but sit in the silence without being distracted. It's a challenge worth taking on, though. So as I sit here, I ask, what is the message for you, for myself, for the world, whoever listens to this as you're listening to this? And the idea is to continue to consistently come back to this space of connecting with spirit, with God, with consciousness, the universe, your higher self, your soul. It has many, many names. You can call it whatever you feel drawn to calling it. Essentially, at the end of the day, it is ultimately love. They can be broken up into different aspects of ourselves, into different circumstances, to see things differently. But ultimately, this connection is with, we'll just call it God. It's recognizing that there's something beyond this physical reality. There's something beyond what we perceive as just mundane, the usual. It's this special, mystical, magical, mysterious connection that we feel. We can feel it. So when you allow yourself the time to connect, to turn off the phone, as hard as they can be because it's addicting, to allow yourself this space. Now, you don't have to sit on top of a mountain and be of silence for 3 hours at a time. You can connect with God through Mother Nature, through doing the dishes. Allowing yourself to just be mindful, intentional, finding that awareness. Oh, here I am. I'm going to be aware. I'm going to be mindful in this moment. And when your mind drifts, which it will, you bring it back to that focal point, either to the breath, the awareness, the connection, the little feelings that you get within this little bubbliness, this little vibration, this almost as though silence has a feeling, right? So silence has a feeling. So returning back to that feeling. So this is the consistent space that allows me to reconnect to my understanding of God. And so this message is for you as well, to find that space, find that time, make that time to do this. Now, daily, ideally, would be the most beneficial, because we go to sleep, we wake up, we go to sleep, we wake up. That's the repetitive, the cycle, the repetition, the pattern as humans. And it is on a daily cycle. So within that daily cycle, Spirit is asking you to find the time, make the time to connect with whomever or whatever you feel would be most beneficial. And you can mix it up. You can change it. So for example, I've been thinking about the goddess Freya and what she represents and who she is and why is she coming to me. I can honestly say this is probably the first time that a very specific goddess has shown up recently in my mind and in my thoughts. And so I began to research her and the thought of fertility and love and grace And interesting enough that she is often depicted with two cats. So that's a common theme. And I look into her and I understand the symbolism of it, and I'm beginning to recognize the symbolism of it. And essentially that's what it all comes down to, is recognizing this symbolic arena of your own life and what that means to you. So it doesn't have to be just God, although God is an umbrella and over all an encompassing ideology, a being, a experience, an experience, love. You know, it can be more specific than that. Let's break it down. Let's look at specific areas of our life. Why do we feel drawn to that specific archetype? Why do we feel drawn to that area of our life? Why do we feel that we need to focus on a specific god or goddess rather than it being an overarching oneness? What is it that's calling to you to look further into? So break it down into smaller chapters, genres, themes, and how's that playing out in your life? And what is the message here? Why is that particular thing popping up for you to explore? And so Spirit, God, Consciousness is asking you, if those moments or when that happens, to explore that arena, explore that topic, that theme, and what is it trying to say to you? And not only do you take the time to think about it intuitively, but also analytically, logically, and aligning it with your life, but also making the time to connect with it in a spiritual meditation, perhaps even a guided meditation. Your own mind can guide you through the meditation, asking questions along the way. And again, as you drift on with your thoughts of things in your own life, come back to the space of connection, the breath, the fire within, and ask those questions again. What does this mean? Why do I notice my voice changing? What is it trying to tell me? Is it because I need to take a moment to reset? Is it because I need to use my voice in a different manner? Is it because my voice is trying to speak to me in a different way? Is it because something is trying to come out in a different format? So those little nuances, those little things that tend to pop up, is it symbolic? Or is it just the physical body changing? What is the symbolism? What is it trying to tell you? And are there correct answers? Are there incorrect answers? Is it just the questioning that matters? Is it just the sitting with yourself, with God consciousness? Is that what matters? Is it the exploration, the seeking, the connecting? What really matters? What matters in this moment? In this moment for me, it is God reminding me to, do you remember what it feels like to be in this space of sharing this wisdom? Doesn't it feel good? Can't you feel me connecting with you and this, and feeling this peace, right? So I'm feeling this sense of peace in this connection and sharing it with you. So also sharing this with you for you to understand your ability, your own awareness, your own consciousness to do this as well, to try it out, to explore it, to connect with your own spirituality, to find that which helps you align. Is it a template? Is it a journal prompt? Is it a book? Is it a course? Is it a meditation? Is it an exploring of Mother Nature? What is it that helps you reset yourself so that way you can get back to the basics of your reality? You can get back to, it's interesting, I'm not going to take this out, and sorry if it appears to be an interruption, but is it an interruption? To recognize what is interrupting your life, what is interrupting your flow state of being with God, what is it that's interrupting you, so that way you can recognize it and reset it and get back to your cure. What is it that I'm trying to say? Your core being. But it's interesting because I kept wanting to say, like, I kept seeing, like, cure. Like, can you curate your own life? Can you curate the things that you feel good about? Bringing them closer to you. Bringing the aspects that make you feel good, that help you align with the purest version of you. Curating your own life and connecting it with this God consciousness. Allowing yourself to align. So essentially, allowing yourself to connect with God consciousness, you can call it whatever you would like, feeling that connection, and along the way, along your daily routines, recognizing, allowing yourself to reset, noticing the things that pop up. These are not just random, mundane, stupid things that should be, you know, looked over. This is God consciousness talking to you through special moments, through synchronicity, through serendipitous events, through mysterious fun symbolism. Allow yourself the space to be among magic. Give yourself the time and the moment and the space to experience magic. And as you ask to experience magic, you will indeed find yourself in the energy of magic. Maybe not in that split second as you recognize that's what you want to do, but as you ask, you will find yourself, aha, I am now in the source of magic. And there you have it. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.